y'all, mother truckers. Welcome to another episode of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at you from Hollywood, California. Sitting here in the Florida room, soaking up some sun today. It is beautiful here in Hollywood today. You're listening, excuse me, right off the bat, got a frog up in there. But you're listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And if you put a /live, you can hear this stuff while it's being broadcast over the internet every day on the sevens. That means 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening if you're out here on the West Coast. If you're on the East Coast, it'd be on the tens. And anywhere else, y'all gonna have to figure that out. And I'm gonna say that all the time, so y'all probably have already figured that out if you listen, and I hope you do. But I'm just gonna get right into it, y'all. Because the Hollywood Hick done went and started a Facebook page, right? I keep telling y'all to go listen to my Facebook page. Go look at the Facebook page, right? Go look and see the stupid stuff that I've like posting because I think it's funny. Most of the things I put on there is because I'm going to talk about it on here, or I think it's funny, or so just for whatever reason, it just struck a nerve, and so I decided to throw it on there. Well, I did not know that if you put up on a Facebook page about that article of that Memories Pizza over in Indiana, in Little Podunk somewhere in Indiana, that a shit storm of homo haters would come onto my Facebook page and start spouting all kind of nonsense in my direction. It is nuts. I touched on it. If any of y'all listened to the Crab Diving Show yesterday, we talked about it a little bit there too, but like it's just kept on going. And so it's kind of died down a little bit, but some of the stuff people say to me, like, and I have become obsessed with this, y'all. I have become mother trucking obsessed with reading these comments. And some people you just can't be nice to. You got to be a little bit sassy back to them. I try not to be too horrible, but I'm starting to, like Pat told me yesterday, he said sometimes you just have to like give it to them. And I think I'm going to have to start doing that because some of these people are just straight up nuts. I got called the Hollywood dick. Easy joke, motherfucker. What the fuck? Whatever. And I was trying to figure out who'd put it on here, but I can't find it because, okay, and this is one thing I have issue with. I'm going to tell y'all, and if anybody's got any hookup over at the Facebook, you might want to tell them they need to fucking streamline some shit. Okay, and I'm going to tell you why. Because on this thing, because it's like the fan page kind of thing, like whatever they call it. So it's the Hollywood Hick page. It ain't the personal Brent Paris page. It's the Hollywood Hick page so that I can put a bunch of nonsense up here as the Hollywood Hick. And just whatever, so you know why. But on here, okay, Facebook, this is my thing, Facebook. So then people can comment on comments and things, so it gets very like tiered and like all kind of nonsense going on here, and you don't, and things collapse, and like, so you have to like click on let me see more comments. So but the thing is, y'all tell me I have a new comment up on this thread somewhere in this clusterfuck of comments and messages and memes, and that what they call it when people take a picture and put little captions on it or whatever. Oh, and speaking of, I will tell you this. This is how horrible some of these people are, because really, I knew people did not like homos before this. I knew there was a lot of people out there for whatever reason, whatever their church told them or their like spirit guide or whatever the hell they talked to told them that homos are evil and that we're out to like just suck everything out of the world, like just make everything horrible, like we're just out to get them, which nothing could be further from the truth. But then they put shit on here like it's just awful. Like, so there's some dude named Gary Walcott, wherever the fuck he's from, but I did notice he works for our United States Postal Service. So this is who we have working for the Postal Service, y'all. But he put a meme on here, and it's basically, it's a black guy who's like dressed like a scientist with the scientist goggle things on. He's holding up like a test tube that's full of this like green liquid, and he's like looking at the green liquid, and the caption on here, it says, "Finally, synthetic watermelon." I'm like, that. Those are the kind of things people put on here as a freaking response to somebody. He was like saying that there's nothing brave about being a bigot. And this guy, his response to nothing brave about being a bigot is finally synthetic watermelon. This is the level of people that you deal with on here. Like, I had always heard that people were awful, horrible, hateful people when it comes to this. Or not all people, but there are a lot of them. And I read this study a while back, too, that said that people who are internet trolls who just go around trolling just to be a pain in the ass, almost all of them on this like psychiatric test of like what kind of personality traits do you most have, most all of them came back as psychopath. I ain't making that shit up. I read it on the internet with some study done on something. It was like a for real study. And don't tell me it was just because it's on the internet. It ain't true. It was a for real study. And just because I choose to believe most everything on the internet, then I get to choose that. Because you know what? I can do whatever the hell I want to, because that's what we're supposed to be able to do in this country. But there's a lot of people who do not think that way. It's fucking nuts. I don't know. Can't believe this is like the third show in a row where I have to kick off at the beginning talking about all this untoward nonsense that started out of Indiana, who apparently have come to their senses after everybody pitched a high holy fit. When even Walmart is saying hell to the no, you can't do this shit, because one, it's like Walmart knows they can say that because all those freaking rednecks and people who are against the homos, they love Walmart more than anything. So they're not going to boycott Walmart. That's just not going to happen. So Walmart's like, yeah, we got them on this one. They need us more than we need them right now, because they have all run all the mom and pops out. And so now it's just giant supersized Walmarts, and that's the only place people can go anymore in these towns. That's how it is back home where I used to live, where I grew up at. But what I'm saying is, people are horrible, and I had no clue. I knew people did not like homos, but I did not know that there was this much vitriol out there about the homos. Like that we are like they have broke the fuck up with us before we even knew that we were dating. Like that's how fucking soon they did it. Like it's like it didn't happen. But like I posted this thing. All I said, and this is what I said, y'all. This is all I said, because it was April Fool's Day, so I used the hashtag fools, and some people took issue with that. They probably weren't even smart enough to realize that, one, it was my birthday, and so I've dealt with April Fool forever. Two, it's April Fool's Day, and three, that's why I hashtag fools. I probably would have used another acronym or whatever hashtag had it not been April Fool's Day, but they couldn't even put April Fool's Day with it. They were just like latching on that I called them fools. But all I said was, yo, mother truckers, these fools really need to ask themselves, what would Dolly do? And then I did use the hashtag boycott Indiana because I wanted to get the shit out there, right? And then what would Dolly do? And I put that like a WWDD, hashtag WWDD, little W's, big D's. That's my hashtag I'm pushing. So use it, mother truckers, use it. But that's all I did, right? And people went fucking straight up nuts. Give me, and what is it with you people? The people that like that are like trying to like tell me how like how like it's fine to discriminate against people, and like they're trying so hard. It takes them so many words to try to explain to me why they should be allowed to discriminate the way it's in, and it's like people probably, it's like the pizza thing is so inconsequential. Like the whole thing is not about pizza. Like people don't get that. It's just like, it's like no, they do not want pizza for their wedding, but yes, they should be able to have it if they want to. And let me tell you something, I'm gonna put this out here too, because while it's on my mind right now, just so people know, okay, just because you bring flowers and or food and or provide any other service for my wedding whenever it may or may not happen, you are not part of my wedding, okay? You are being hired to just hand me something, and then I'm going to do that. So you're not part of my wedding. So you can remove that from your vernacular. You can take that out of the equation. You are not part of my wedding if you provide me flowers. What you need to do is show up early with beautiful fucking flowers, put them where I tell you, and get the fuck out. That's what you should do. You're not going to hang around unless you have to be a good friend who's a really good florist, and I invited you to your wedding. We wouldn't have this issue in the first place. But that's the thing. If I, for whatever reason, want pizza at my freaking wedding, and you have the most delicious pizza in town, but unfortunately, you're a freaking person who like would rather deny services to someone, but say all that, whatever, I should have the right to be able to go, fuck you, bring me those goddamn pizzas anyway. That's what I'm telling you. And it's like, there's nothing to do with who I am or who you are. This is about fucking pizza. Just bring it and shut up. If we all would just shut up and try to get along for 5 minutes, we wouldn't be having to have these discussions in the first mother trucking place. That's how I feel about it. Oh, I've been hot on this forever. But okay, so then people get on here just saying horrible things. They just say horrible. One person called me a Hollywood dick, and they's like, yeah, like there's some stuff on here. Like people would be like, get your head out of your ass, and at the same time, quit putting your dick in men's asses. I'm like, what does that have to do with fucking anything? Why are you so up in my bedroom? Get out of my fucking bedroom, okay? Jeez, come on, y'all. It doesn't matter. I don't want to know what goes on in your bedroom, so why do you want to know what goes on in my bedroom? If it repulses you, please look away. Just look the hell away. And on these people who are sitting up on here trying to tell me how we're trying to, like, attack these people and run them out of business, I think the people who send death threats and people who say they're going to blow a place up and stuff like that, I think they're also reprehensible people. Because just like the right has crazy people on the far right who do things that cause a lot of problems, the left has the same thing. So we both have the same problem. So don't act like one or the other doesn't exist. So that's the kind of things that chap my ass. It's just like, why can't we all just get along for God's sakes, or whoever's sake, or whatever's up there? Like, I got this one dude, Tim Ferguson, hollering at me, calling me idiot, liberal. What else did he say? One of them, he called him Odumbo. All kind of stupid shit. But, yeah, they're like, they want to put God back and everything, and it's just this, and they want to say the country was started that way, and it wasn't. Like, the fucking founding fathers were running from the same thing over in England to come over here to try to read, to start over and do it better, and then it's like, it just seems like we're slipping backwards. It's just like, live and let live. You want to go to church and do all that shit, do it. And I just don't make everybody try to do exactly what you do, because then we're going to have this. So I'm looking for some of the better comments on here from people who, just go freaking nuts. Because there was also this article too. This woman wrote somewhere about where the hell did I put it? But some woman thinks that this was all done on purpose. This is the one thing that cracks me up. Like, I don't think it was done on purpose, but she thinks that this, like, TV station, ABC 57, that out of there, out in Indiana, that went out of there like 20 miles out, which I will give them, I will say, yeah, okay, they did know where to go to probably find these kind of people, but they did not force nobody to do nothing or say anything. And the whole issue for me started with it. I thought it was hysterical. I was like, I can't believe that these people were dumb enough to go on television at this point in time and say that and think that fucking shit wasn't gonna rain from the sky. I just don't understand how people can be that dumb, but apparently people are that dumb. It's like, and then when the dad is down there talking about how he chose to be straight, why would you choose to be gay without, I guarantee you, if I asked him, when did you choose, at what point can you please tell me the time, date, all this other shit of when you chose to be straight? Like, you sat there going back and forth, dick, pussy. Dick, pussy. Which one? I think I'm going to go with the pussy. No, you never once did that. That was never a thought that entered your head. It's just the way it is. And the sooner people figure that out, the better off we're all going to be, because this stuff's starting to get nuts. I wish everybody would just get along. Because now people, if you hear somebody in Indiana, they're like, why are y'all picking on us? It's because, okay, you say you got a lot of liberal people there in Indiana, but then all of a sudden you just sit on your lazy ass and do nothing. So what happens? All of these people who have big old squeaky wheel syndrome go out and try to enact shit like this and make y'all look bad. So if you get off your lazy ass and go vote, because I am a firm believer, all you got to do is fucking vote. Just vote. Why is it so damn hard? I can't figure out why people won't get off their lazy ass and go vote. I vote every single time. I don't care how inconsequential it is. I go right over there. Doesn't take, trust me, it doesn't take long, because you don't got to stand in line, because don't nobody go, because you're all fucking lazy shitheads. But yeah, so that's what happened. So don't come whining on the flip side, why is everybody picking on us? Because you were lazy, you sat on your ass, you didn't do anything, and now you're in a mess. You're in a pickle. Your freaking big paper had to say, fix this now, and then you had to go in and actually fix it. So it's like, why didn't you just do it in the first place instead of becoming fucking laughing stock? You did it to yourself. Don't try to cry harm and foul now. Like, look what you've done to us. We have been made to be like the bad guy. No, you made yourself to be the bad guy. People called you out. People took their Norma Rae mother trucking sign and held it up, and it said strike. We're like, hell no, we're not going to take it anymore. People are done. We're going to get just as loud as you. And people got loud, and they got heard. Arkansas fucking like shut their sphincter closed down so tight so quick. They were like, we ain't going to be another Indiana. We ain't taking that heat. And so look, it did some good. It made people rethink and have to go like, hey, maybe I need to reevaluate things. And then I've seen other news reports. Now a lot of people are trying to capitalize on this shit, and it annoys me. The thing that annoys me is they are going out into these rural areas where it is much easier to find these kind of backwards ass people. And when in reality, like, they're not really touching that many lives and affecting too many people, but they go out there and get them in all kind of trouble. Cause I think CNN did it too. and these people are back. It's like, I'm just like, just if you can find them in the city, if you can find them wherever, I mean, they're going to find them. They're every freaking where. But I kind of think it's like kind of a low blow that they just go directly out to like Podunk Nowhere, and where there happens to be a lot of florist shops in Podunk Nowhere. I don't understand that. But that I think is a little bit underhanded, but that's how shit works. But this woman is convinced, some woman, what's her name? I forget. On something called PJ Media. Somebody linked me to it on one of the comments over there. But it's basically come down. She just thinks that it's all like a ruse. It's that the left doesn't care who gets hurt so long as they get what they want. They're willing. No, they're eager to sacrifice a small town business and its owners. Oh my God. He's like, lest you think I'm being too dramatic, late Wednesday, word comes that Jess Dooley, a female coach at Concord High School, 45 minutes away in Elkhart, has been suspended after tweeting, "Who's going to Walkerton, Indiana to burn down Memories Pizza with me?" Good. You know what? I agree with you. I don't think the left is trying to close down their business. I mean, it's people who, it's not the left, it's fucking people who are angry and they're lashing out. That is what's happening. I guess they are from the left. So maybe it is. But I don't agree with them trying to get their business shut down. I do think that I would never go again there again. And because of what they had said, if that had led to them having to close down due to people just not ever showing up, that's on them. And I also think that this Jess Dooley person should be smacked across the fucking face, because you don't make a tweet like that, because then you're going to make everybody look bad. It's like, that's what I don't get. It's like people who want, like, it's like, I'm all for legalizing marijuana, but that's going to be a long, hard road on account of there's so many people out there who aren't responsible with their marijuana. And so they're smoking on street corners and making a nuisance of it. And the people who are against it get even more mad, because they're like, now you're flaunting it in my face. And I wish people would just be a little bit more discreet and have some fucking manners. But that ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. That would mean no more stupid people, and that ain't ever going to happen. Especially in this country, when they don't want to educate them. They just want us to be surrounded by a shit ton of stupid people. Like, I don't understand that mentality. I just, like, stupid people makes no sense. You would like to have a society full of people who could actually wipe their own ass. That's where I would like to think that we would be headed in some point in time, right, people? I am down with that. But whatever, these people think it was all like a big ruse by, not a ruse, but like a plan by the rated TV station just to get more likes. And it probably worked, but because of that, I keep getting things on this thing. I'm trying to find this one where they just, like, this one dude, he tells me I'm immature for saying yo. The first thing he said, "You're the fool and very immature for saying yo." Did you not read the very top of this thing where it says the Hollywood hick comedian? It says comedian Mason Trustee. Here's my thoughts. Here's my thoughts, and they are correct. I love this. Like, he's just gonna tell me up mother truck in front that just so you know, this is correct. Don't try to like correct me on the flip side. I'm just telling you like a tis, right? Okay. You know it's straight up bullying when you put Walkerton, Indiana restaurant owners on world trending news. I did not put them on world trending news. They were not smart enough to not talk to the camera. Like, if they had kept their damn mouth shut, well, they wouldn't have $500,000 because they did a GoFundMe. These people had $500,000, y'all. $500,000 they got for this. I am going to give this up. I'm going to start bashing homos left and right. I swear to God. And so then people come back at me, I can be like, I'm just using my religious liberties. And then have somebody make me a GoFundMe for $500,000. I'd sell out for $500,000. Right now I would. Hell yeah. So I, Mr. Mason Trustee, have not put them, but I did not do this bullying. All I did was freaking link to an article that I thought was funny because people were stupid. So that was the Hollywood Hicks intentions, in case you were wondering, Mason. And but it goes, first listed to even to be, and the thing is, reading some of these comments, y'all, is like trying to decipher like some sort of code. People can't type anymore, and this is coming from me, y'all. Like, they just use all, like, everything's all low, like from here on out pretty much everything's all lowercase until he goes into fucking a section of Kanye West all caps yelling at me. And but it's like there's no punctuation. It all just runs on train of thought. It's like, if you are gonna leave a comment on something and you want to like sort of this is a tip, if you want to try to say you're gonna like sort of want to change my opinion on something, you better fucking use a period and or a comma and use a little bit of punctuation and capital letters and make it like something that could be understood. When I reply to people, it might be kind of a funny little way of being written, but it's, if you pay attention, it's actually structured in a way to be readable and make a fucking point, okay? So fuck you with your train of thought, freaking nonsense where you can't read this stuff and misspellings, like ridiculous misspellings all over this place. And when I call it, say, ridiculous misspellings, I mean literally ridiculous misspellings, because he spells ridiculous, R-E-D-I-C-U-L-A-S, ridiculous. So you, Mason Trustee, are ridiculous. That's what I'm telling you. Okay, so it goes, I'm going to try my best to read through this. Okay, so first listed to even be more ridiculous for refusing to cater a gay wedding. What, well, that makes absolutely, you, it makes no sense, dude. I don't know what you expected me to get out of that. I really have no clue what you expected me to get out of that so-called sentence. Then he goes on, stop crying about it. They don't have homosexual beliefs. If they don't, I mean for real. I mean, for real, dude, did you go to school? This is what I'm talking about, people. We do not need stupid people out there. People are starting to accept this as normal, and that is not right. That is cuckoo mother truck and bananas. I can't believe it. So stop crying about it. They don't have to have homosexual beliefs. If they don't, I mean for real. So that's what they see. Stop crying about it. They don't have to like homos if they don't want to. I mean, for real. How many homosexual people thanks churches for what they do? How many Bears fans host cults parties? What the fuck? I don't even know what you're talking about. Why would a charity for kids promote abortion? This dude goes completely off the rails. It's like every time. It's like they start losing me at this shit. I'm going to guarantee you we're going to be talking about some sort of bestiality before the end of this. I'm not. It's like they always, like, always are. I don't know why people have these ideas in their head that just because somebody's a homo, that all I want to do is fuck men and critters. What is that? What ever puts in your head that I would want to go out and fuck a critter? That makes absolutely no sense. I don't understand what would make you think that being gay would lead to bestiality. That makes absolutely no sense. If you look at any case of bestiality, I guarantee you more times than not, it is not a gay man who has been doing that shit. It's just not. People are fucked up all over the place. So don't, it's like, it just makes no sense. It drives me utterly insane. I don't, like, that's such a jump. It makes no sense. Whew, I am working myself up into a tizzy. Okay, whatever. So he's just being like, would a charity for kids promote abortion? I guess that depends. How man communist countries promote free will and freedom to do what you want for a living? That makes no sense. How man communist countries promote free will and freedom to do what you want for a living? I'm moving on. How many times does Facebook post when every child is raped, murdered, kidnapped, or murdered by... This dude is fucking morbid. He is horrible. Like, why do you... This makes... One, you make no sense. And then you're going through this whole thing. I think what he's getting at... I'm going to start paraphrasing. This shit goes on forever. How often about Christians being persecuted on a daily basis? You cannot be persecuted in the act of persecuting. Okay? It just doesn't work that way. Okay, you're not being persecuted against. I'm telling you, Mason, trust. I know what I'm talking about. Like you say up at the top of this that your thoughts and they are correct, I'm going to have to tell you that you are sadly deluded in thinking that that is a correct statement, because no, it's not. So no, it just goes on that. And blah, blah, blah. So then he goes, here goes on this big old all caps rant. This is America. We have bigger issues. What about our debt? Then he's like, what about terrorists? We're all worried about these things. Yes. What about sex trafficking? Yes, I agree with you completely. What about racism? All caps again. Yes, I think that's right. But you know what? The only people in this thread that I saw pulling the race card were the people who were bigots like you, dude. So I don't think you should be yelling at me about racism when you might need to look around you, your friends, because that's where anything racist that was in this thread anywhere in this convoluted clusterfuck of Facebook fuckery, that it's so hard to tell what's going on in there so many times. But yeah, dude, the only racism I saw has come from the people who talk like you do. That's all I'm seeing. That's where the racism comes in, dude. That's exactly where the racism has been introduced. So don't be pointing the finger at me. You need to turn that finger. You need to turn that finger right around at you. No, don't be. But it's like, that's the thing. God, it drives me crazy. It's like people think that they do no wrong. Like people who shit don't stink just kill me. I can't. People who think that. He keeps on going. People can make personal choices on their beliefs, their, T-H-E-R-E, beliefs. I mean, my God, how many more places are there to cater? I don't know. Is it worth having someone receive death threats because they are all over Facebook news because of their personal beliefs? Grow up! He starts doing it with his all caps, grow up. I'm grown up. I was making valid just little comments and making funny little jabs and stuff. And I'm not the one up here conjuring up all of these horrible things and saying these people are doing horrible things when no, none of those horrible things are happening. They're only happening up in your bald head. It just makes absolutely no sense. And yes, I do believe, I think they did kind of get a little bit beat. Like they got beat a little hard, but you know what? They're going to be fine. They got $500,000 out of this shit, okay? They're going to be fine. You don't have to worry about I think Amber is her name or something like that. It's always some name like that. But it's just nuts. It's just freaking nuts. So, so that's what this guy does. And then the whole bunch of nonsense gets going. One dude, Daniel Humpenthal, she's like, sure, she turned all of her gay men gay after spending some time with her. So he was actually on our side. I thought he was trying to say something about something else. But all these people, Obama, okay, this one dude, Arthur Pletcher, he says, Obama is making America bad enough, let alone gays. Like, you gays are messing everything up. It makes absolutely no sense. Okay, I'm going to move on, because if I keep looking, I get sucked into this, y'all. I have become obsessed with this whole thread. And it's kind of slowed down because it's like, y'all, this is sort of dying down a little bit. But every once in a while, a comment pops up on here, and it just like, and then I have to spend 15 minutes digging through here to figure out where the hell it got written, because Facebook doesn't take me. It just takes me to the page and not to the comment, which makes no sense, which absolutely makes absolutely no sense, by the way. Okay, so Facebook, y'all need to get on that and fix that shit. Okay. I'm just saying is all. So, I'm moving on because, okay, whatever. Y'all, everybody, can't we just get along, please? Can't everybody just get along? We just like, I won't give you shit. You don't give me shit. When we're driving down the road, I'll let you merge. And if sometimes you'll let me merge, and we'll all just get along and like be happy, and we won't do stupid things and like stop in the middle of the road because we missed our turn. Or if we're walking through a crosswalk, we'll just do it pretty quickly so that people can get along with their day instead of being like really slow and a self-entitled asshole. No, I think if we all just did little simple things like that to just all get along, do you know how much happier this world would be? People would probably quit shooting each other so much, and people quit fighting so much and acting a fool, and then us having to put up with all of this kind of stuff, and then have to like make a whole big old stink about Indiana when it wasn't really necessary, when people end up having to do what they should have done in the first place. It's just like they're too dumb and freaking blind to figure that shit out. It makes absolutely no mother trucking sense. No mother trucking sense. I don't get it. Look, everybody, just calm down. Quit hating us homos. We did not do nothing to you. We did not done nothing. I don't know. We don't want to convert you. There's plenty of us. We don't want to try to like sneak up on you and like stick it in. Nothing like that. It's like, that's too much work. I don't want to have to go hard work. I got scruff, dude. I can just order it on my phone without having to like put that much effort into it. That's just how it works. For reals. That's just how it works, y'all. That's just how it works. Okay, so we're moving on to something more entertaining or whatever. All that other shit is entertaining. It's just kind of nuts. This world is nuts. This world we live in is nuts. But every once in a while, y'all, I come across one of these stories because I love a story about a self-entitled little shithead of some like celebrity or rich person or whatever that goes nuts and starts causing all kind of trouble. And because it makes me feel better about myself, because I caused trouble coming along, but I didn't cause this much trouble. It's probably a good thing we didn't have that much money. If we had like this kind of money, this shit would be fucking, I don't know where. I'd probably be in jail, dead. I don't know. I've cleaned up my ways, but in my early utes, I might have been a little bit rambunctious. But I always talk about one of my favorite websites, The Blind Gossip. It is, if you like this kind of crap, it's fun. I like to try to figure out who they are, see if I know because of stupid stuff I read because of this program. I'll blame it on y'all. It's not like it. I'm gonna pretend like it didn't happen before I started doing this program, The Hollywood Hick, here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com, /live if you want to hear when it's happening, on the 7s or the 10s, depending on which coast you're on. But I came across one yesterday, the day before. I don't know. And I'm like, I had a pretty good guess who it was. So this is what the thing is. I'll read it to you, and then we'll talk about it, right? So it says, it came from the Blind Gossip people. This very famous film actor and actress couple is dealing with their out-of-control kid again. Mm-hmm. Again. This should not come as a big shock. They knew he was using for more than 5 years, but they just kept bankrolling him through college and his career and his drug habit. When a parent turns a blind eye, shit can go nuts. Why didn't they just yank him out of college and cut off his big allowance? They were in denial. They wanted to keep the whole mess private. They kept hoping that he would eventually grow up and take some responsibility. It never happened. And now he is simply a full-blown addict with limited career prospects. Mm-hmm. The parents paid for rehab, but his sobriety didn't last long. He's using again. He's got a big mouth and a nasty temper, too. The parents are trying to get him to return to rehab, but he is of legal age and is fighting them on that. They are very intent on saving him, but may need some help. If they are unable to convince him themselves to go back to rehab, they are planning to stage an intervention this weekend. Good luck to them. So who do you think that is, y'all? You mother truckers got any guesses? Any of y'all got any guesses? Well, I knew exactly who it was right off the freaking bat, because the parents are Tom Hanks and Miss Rita Wilson. Miss Rita stiffed me a tip when I was working one time at a restaurant. I almost said which one, but I'm going to try not to get in trouble. But when I used to work at a restaurant in the neighborhood that they lived in, Rita Wilson came in and stiffed a brother. I don't know if it was intentional, but there was no tip on there, and I was nothing but lovely the entire fucking time. I'm just saying is all. But I'm going with Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, and the kid is their kid, Chet Hanks. Yes, he goes by Chet. Chet Hanks. Chet is the fucking name of the dude off of Weird Science, y'all. And you know what happened to him? He ended up becoming a big, giant pile of shit. So why would you pick that name? Because it's, I think it's short for Chester. But he goes by Chet Hayes is his rapper name. Yeah, so he has a freaking rapper name, right? So he apparently has had this feud with the Howard Stern for a while. And so this is what, because this is where it all comes in, right? So it's like he's got a big mouth and a nasty temper, too. He straight up does. He straight up does. He has this like fight going with like Howard Stern for some reason, because Howard Stern said something to him, said something to the effect of, I don't know, I guess he just bagged on him. He said his music wasn't good or anything. I thought it said on this article what it was that Howard Stern said. His strange view of the beginning when... Howard Stern mocked his music career. Oh, whatever. And it's horrible. It's horrible. I'll play you a clip in a minute. After I read this, I'll play you a clip of why he was mad at this kind of shit. Because I found one on there. It's like, it's horrible. It really is like Howard knows what he's fucking talking about, right? But then he goes on a freaking Twitter rant the other day, on March 30th. That's when he went on this Twitter rant. He's like, Howie, do you have any idea how badly I'm going to assault you when I see you? All this on Twitter. I don't know why kids do shit on Twitter all the time now. It's like... it's out there for everybody. People trace it back and come bite you in the ass, like straight up bite you in the ass. I'm saying this as I tweet all kind of random shit all the time, but I haven't done this yet. And he's like, you can't run from me forever, knock knees. He knock knees. One day, maybe tomorrow, maybe 10 years from now, I'm going to see you in person. I'm going to hurt you. So then he kept going, and he's like, let me come up to your show, bitch. Come catch this fade. I love it. He's like, you are a little rich kid from Brentwood, California, and you're over here talking like you grew up like on the wrong side of the tracks. This is some straight up bullshit. It's like, come catch this fade. Have me live on the air, and we can go pound for pound and see who looks like the fool when you're you dried up old see you next Tuesday. He called him the C word, y'all. And he's like, easy to talk shit in a closed off room, pussy. Have me up there in the studio and let's give the people what they want. And then Stern didn't respond. Of course he didn't, because this dude is nuts, straight up nuts, because apparently he has been an addict for like over 5 years, according to this Blind Gossip, if we are to believe what I'm telling you is true. And the most of the people down here underneath, except for a few exceptions where they say it's Robert Downey Jr.'s kid, but I don't think so. This sounds too much like Chet Hayes, because he's like trying to like his horrible career. He has limited prospects. Yeah, really limited prospects. So, okay, then he goes on. He's like, stop ducking behind those closed doors. Invite me up there and I'll shit on your whole posse world, you fucking Jerry curled cunt. he called him a Jerry curl. I'm going to say it again because ladies might be listening and get upset at me. But if you keep ignoring me, it only proves you are a pussy, all caps, Kanye style. Hayes then took the tone of the sweets up a violet starch poisting post. I hate this word. I can never say it. Posting, whatever. Putting an emoji up there of a gun firing with the message, you know I will fuck you up. Ha, bitch. This dude is nuts, right? And then, so then this gets back to freaking Wendy Williams is like on it, because I love Wendy Williams. Her talk show is nuts, how she does her hot topics every day or whatever. But she like slammed him on the thing. She just basically told him he was cornball, because he is. He's like such a wannabe rapper. It just looks so fake. It's like, what's his name? Jamie Kennedy, I think, did that, like, that Malibu's Most Wanted. Yeah, that's what it says on in here. Malibu's Most Wanted was Jamie Kennedy. It's like, this guy is like even a bigger caricature than that, and he takes himself seriously. But he got mad at Wendy Williams for her calling him cornball, because he is cornball. He posted a picture of Shaq and a little blind like Bob wig, and where Shaq's clowning around, and he said, looks like Wendy Williams. Well, whatever, that's not even that bad. But then I went over to his Twitter account. Did I pull the page up? Where did it go? Oh man, did I put it away somewhere? I'm gonna have to find his Twitter. So I will stall while I look for his Twitters. Or actually, you know what? Okay, here, while I look up his Twitter page to read you some of it, I will play you a clip real quick of his newest song. It's called something. Fuck, I didn't even pay. Like, I didn't even want to know. I didn't want to. When I wrote it down, the clip over here, I put Chet Hayes, horrible song. That's how I described it. That's exactly how I described it, because it really is a horrible mother trucking song. So I'm going to play you a clip of that, and then I will be back with some of his tweets that have just gone up. They're nuts.
I'm up in Sin City and I'm so gone. She at my table with no clothes on. Spin it. She been working so long. Fuck it. She been working so long. I need your body next to mine.
Tom, Rita for Straight Up Reels, quit bankrolling this shit. It's horrible. It's horrible. And get your son some freaking help. If the blind gossip is true, that is straight up from horrible fucking shit. Like, and okay, so then here, and then he's such a narcissistic little shit. Like, I hate these entitled little some bitches. It's like, Tom Hanks, I used to like you a lot. Now, your wife, ever since he stiffed me, I was a little bit on the indifferent side, because I was like, maybe she did it on purpose, maybe she didn't. I don't know. Maybe I accidentally offended, but I highly doubt it. I was pleasurable, pleasant. That's what I meant to say, pleasurable. I was pleasurable. That's a different situation entirely. But so if you go on here, he's like pissed off that Howard Stern blocked him. Finally, he's like, I'm not even going to fucking deal with this dude. And people are just laughing at him too. And he gets all fucking mad. And then he does freaking giant all caps Kanye tweets where he's like, I am a walk-in PR disaster and I could literally give a fuck less. Oh, wait, I meant a literal. God, he can't spell. Children, fucking spell check. I literally don't give a single fuck. Well, I get it. I really get that you don't give a single fuck. And I blame your mama and daddy. They should have like busted your ass with a freaking like, with a switch or two or 10 or 100 and put your ass on lockdown. Because if that blind gossip shit is true and they let it go on for 5 years, they're just as guilty. They are extra guilty because parents are supposed to step in for that shit. My mama would have. She would have flown out here and beat my ass. That's what she would have done, especially if she knew about it. But then he has another. He's like, that's what separates from me from you pussies. I don't live my life by anybody's rules but my own. Suck my fucking dick. Last my ass off. He'll so many O's. I don't know, he's such a fucking dick. And he's like, tomorrow TMZ or Gawker will write an article, aboit this rant, and all I gotta say is keep riding my dick, bitches. Aha. He's such a fucking tool. It's such a fucking tool. And now now he got called a cornball, and now he's trying to call people who listen to Howard Stern cornball. He can't even come up with something original. That's the thing. Like, you have no talent, Chester. Be really glad your mom and daddy are going to leave you a lot of money because they are super rich and your dad's a cool dude, and I'm quit making him look bad, okay? Quit making your dad look like shit, because this would be an embarrassment. Like, my mama would have kicked my fucking ass. And apparently his mama dropped out of some Broadway play she was going to do All Secret, because I know that saw another blind item about that where they had all the publicity shit done, all the promotional stuff, and then she just kind of silently bowed out because of like family emergency. Family emergency being my fucking kid is a freaking crazed drug addict going on the interwebs acting a straight up fool, and I might have to put a stop to this before he makes us all look bad. And really, I hope you succeed, Rita, honey. I really hope you succeed, because your son is a straight up mouth breathing fucking douchebag, and you really need to step in and do something about it right now. He's a complete douche nozzle. He's like Bieber level of fucking douche nozzle. Rita, Tom, get in there, do something about this. I hope what I read that y'all are like finally waking up and like, no dude, we're about to drag you kicking and screaming. There's supposed to be some intervention this weekend. We'll see if that happens. I ain't so sure that's what's gonna happen. Yeah, your kid's out of control, Tom and Rita. They're talking about him on the Blind Gossip, and it is plain as day. Plain as day. Anybody who pays any attention to this stupid nonsense would know right off the bat. Right off the bat. Because subtitles are easy, subtitles are hard. There's one on there hard now about some dude getting hair plugs. If anybody wants to go look on there, look on Blind Gossip, blindgossip.com. It's one about dude with hair plugs. And if you know who it is, let me know, because I'm curious. Because for a minute, I thought it might be Matt Lauer, but it's not. Because then the clues don't do it. And then I'm trying to think who would need hair implants. And I can't figure it out. So if anybody has any idea who gets the hair, who has bad hair implants, I want to know, just so I can make myself feel better. Because, you know, I'm getting the bald spot on the back and I'm just choosing to embrace it, because I don't think I can go through. I've seen people's heads, what it looks like after they get them implants, and it just looks horrifying. And I just don't think I could put myself through that. I'll just fucking be bald, y'all. I'll just fucking be bald. I look good no matter what. That's how I look at that shit. Fuck it. This is the way, whatever. You want to go with God, this is the way God made me. I'm just going to live with it. Made me gay and he gave me a bald spot. See, if God was good, he would have fucking given me a full head of sexy hair like my mama's side of the family, and then I would be like foxy gay and have a huge giant set of hair. And when people told me I look like gay Superman, I would believe them more, because I'm like, they're only seeing me from the front. If they saw me from behind, they'd be like, that ain't a gay Superman, he don't got the hair did for it. Whatever, I digress. We're gonna move on to something else. Fuck you, Chester M. Hanks, goes by Chet Haynes. I would say we're broke the fuck up, but I can't, because I never even knew who you enough to like, to even like you for a hot second, to think you were like a hot mess worth following around. Oh, but the name of his song is Thirst. That's the name of the song. I scrolled down and found it. So that horrible. Just go away to rehab for and do it for reals this time, and not a Scott dickhead one down in Costa whatever he went to, where you do that like hallucinogenic stuff and try to like try to hallucinate yourself to sobriety, which makes no sense to me at all whatsoever. The Hollywood hick does not understand that at all whatsoever. I do not get it. But that's Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson's kid. Y'all did a splendid job there, y'all. Really good. Really good. Y'all need to shake him into submission. That's what you need to do. That is really what needs to go down. Where is my other one I was looking for? Because I had another tab set up here, because I come across this thing, and it's called, here it goes. Here we go, y'all. So it's on the Jezebel website. I like reading the Jezebel because they're a little catty and campy and tongue-in-cheek about shit. But every week they put up a This Week in Tabloids, and I just discovered it not too long ago, and I was like, hell, why am I just digging around for shit when I can go right here, y'all, and get a straight up idea of what's going on with all these stupid people I don't give two fucks about. And I usually could give two shits about these people, because I'm coming from the Star magazine, apparently. They're saying that I hate these Kardashian people, but I'm starting to feel sympathy for that, like the brother Rob, because you know he's done got big as a house, because these girls probably have him all stressed out and crazy, because they're all like these narcissistic see you next Tuesdays, like putting him down. Like if a bone of this is true about how horrible they treat him, I just like, poor guy, no wonder he's fat and depressed and trying to kill himself. These women have just beaten every bit of life out of him, poor guy. So I'm starting to like feel bad for him. So I've been following this stuff, even though it makes my heart hurt that I'm paying attention to the Kardashians and all, but it's like I'm only paying attention to the outsider of the whole clan, the one boy. Like, it's like reverse, I hate the word reverse discrimination. I almost said that and I have to stop myself. So no, I'm not saying reverse discrimination, because I hate that, because I hate when people say reverse racism, because it's not reverse racism, it's just racism. Racism is racism. It's just like, there's no reverse racism. It doesn't work that way. But apparently what happened is Kim, supposedly like sweet girl Kim Kardashian would never do anything horrible, says that he's in a very dark place now, and Kim could not care less, a pal says. She's like, I don't care if you die. Like, he's basically said he might kill himself, and she's like, whatever. And then he went and put up that thing about, this is my sister Kim, the bitch from Gone Girl, on the Instagram, and like made a big old like touch. All it did was get her more damn attention. But poor guy. I feel for you, Rob Kardashian. Hopefully, like, these ladies quit fucking driving you crazy and make you 350 pounds and you can get, because you used to be kind of cute when you were, like, had it together. But these women have done beat every ounce of life out of your poor ass. I am so sorry, dude. I straight up am. I am so sorry for you. Anything else worth talking about on here? Oh, Taylor Swift's dating some DJ fella, but he is kind of foxy. Go for it, Taylor Swift. But I hear he's a dog. He's a dog. Yep, so he's a dog. So, Taylor, you're just going to get another song. She'll get another song out of it. She'll be fine. What else going on here? Oh, over at OK Magazine, they're saying that the forbidden romance of Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence is like in full force, that he confessed his love in a steamy text. Good Lord. Do y'all have a problem with like the alerts on your computer if you forget to turn them on whenever they go off and you're in the middle of talking to somebody about Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence and then you just jump out of your fucking skin because your computer goes boop boop and scares the bejesus out of your ass? Well, that's what just happened. So I'm going to like, hold on, I need a sip of water to regroup. Scared the shit out of me. Oh my God, I startle way too easy. But whatever. So it says that, yeah, he's like, Jen just makes me happy. So apparently, even though they said they wasn't, because I've seen it all over everything that they say they're just friends, but apparently Bradley Cooper and the Jennifer Lawrence are bumping uglies. And but I thought she was with Chris Martin, but they got a question mark beside her. Oh, it does. Uh-oh. Kaylee Cuoco, whatever you say her name is, the chick off of Bad Get Bang. It is a bad bang. I used to like that show, but I can't sit through it anymore. On the Big Bang Theory, but the Kaylee Cuoco Sweeting now is her name because she got married. But apparently that marriage is on the rocks. The two tied the knot in 2013, and for just a few months now, she's like over it, capital over it, this thing says. Apparently he just sits around all day, doesn't do nothing, and she's making all the money. She makes $1 million an episode. You're fine, honey. You aren't. If he takes, like, you know what? You'll be fine. You don't have to worry about him, like, doing that. But he should at least go get a job at Starbucks or something. But damn, don't get too mad at him. You married him. He had to be like a sports dude or something. Maybe he didn't get picked up. That's what happens. So apparently she's pissed because she's making all the money. He ain't doing nothing. But I think that's kind of funny. And apparently, what else is going on in here? Whatever. I'm nothing about. Oh, did y'all see about Big Ange? That ain't even on this. Oh my God. One of my favorite, like, between Drita and Big Ange, it's like pretty much a toss-up which one is my favorite. But my beloved Mob Wives that I talk about all the time, and if y'all didn't watch that shit, you did yourself a complete disservice. I love the Mob Wives. But Miss Big Ange, they just found out, God bless her heart, here, I'm going to go over to the TMZ where they had it, but they found a lemon-sized tumor up in her neck. Poor thing, like, I'm sending her all kind of good energies, and apparently it is cancerous, so they're going in next week to take it out or something, and I'm sure she's scared fucking shitless, so all my thoughts are going out your way, Big Ange. So I encourage everybody here on listening to the Hollywood Hick to throw some good energies Big Ange way, because Big Ange is the bomb. She dyed her hair blonde just now. She looks just like Janice off of the Muppets, that into that band that plays with, like, Animal plays the drums for. She looks just like Janice. But going through this ordeal, so I really hope, I really, really, really hope that everything works out and they get it, they can take care of it, and you'll go back to living like a long and happy life with the biggest titties and the biggest lips and the biggest ass, all on the biggest personality. I am going to go one day when she's all better, because I know she's going to get better, but one day I'm making a pilgrimage to the Drunken Monkey in Staten Island just so I can say, I partied with Big Ange, because I think that would be so much fun. It's like that's on my bucket list, high on my bucket list. So everybody, good energies to Big Ange. The Hollywood Hick is sending them out right now. All my yoga lady friends taught me how to send good energies. You meditate for a second and you just send it all out to the universe and let it go where it needs to go. Just gonna flow right all the way from here across the country to Staten Island. That's what's about to happen, y'all. But I thought about Big, because I saw a picture of one of them damn Kardashians looked like Big Ange, because they're all fake looking and shit, you know. But apparently, according to the Life and Style, I guess the Kardashian time, like everybody, like they dominate every fucking thing. I don't get it. I don't understand why people are so fascinated with them. They just all seem so, like, dead-eyed and dumb, and especially that youngest one. She's not even that cute, y'all, and I don't want to be, like, shaming somebody when she's only 17, but she puts herself all over every magazine, and I figure if you put yourself on the front of every magazine and walking down a runway or doing some shit like that, you're opening yourself up for me to, like, have an opinion. I'm going to say have an opinion and not judge, because my good My good friend Miss Dolly Parton said you can't judge or you're already sinning, so I'm going to call it an opinion. It's like when I used to work and people would say you can't say assume, because if you do, you make an ass out of you and me. That's when I promptly changed it to it was my understanding, so that way they can't fucking go into the assume ass out of you and me bullshit. But according to this Life and Style magazine, the Kim and the Kylie, so the oldest sister and the youngest sister, are both pregnant and dumped. So according to them, Kim done got knocked up again by Kanye West and his ego has done hit the road. And then the other one, she stole some chick named Black China's boyfriend named Tigga, some rapper fella. And she's only 17, he's 25. So if she is knocked up, there might be some trubs a brewing over in the Kardashian household / Jenner household. Because you know everybody's all butthurt too. They're all butthurt because Jamie Foxx made some bad jokes about Bruce Jenner during that iHeartRadio Music Awards last weekend or some shit, and they're all butthurt about it. But in reality, it's like that you put yourself out there to the level that you all put yourself out there. Like, you got to expect that shit. I don't know why it's like that shocking. Whatever. The shocking part was they were bad jokes. He should have done better jokes. They just weren't funny. So that's why it's like, if they were really funny and spot on, people wouldn't be quite upset, I don't think. Okay, but whatever. So apparently this 17-year-old woman is knocked up by a 25-year-old rapper, and but she's like who knows what she's gonna do. So maybe she's gonna like have like some super secret abortion or something. I don't know, but if Life and Style has it right, that means Tigga in trouble, because isn't 18 the age of consent out here in California, or is it 16? I wonder. I don't know. I don't feel like looking it up, because I'm getting close to the end of time here on the Hollywood Hick. I had other things I was going to tell y'all, like on the Smoking Gun, there was some good stuff, like Florida had some good stuff on the Smoking Gun. I guess I'll have to save that for next time, because I just looked at the time, I only got a few minutes left, and I'm kind of having fun going through here, looking at all this stupid tabloid shit, because I love it. It makes me laugh so hard, because it's just nuts. It's just like, it's nuts. Okay. What else is going on? Oh, did y'all see that Mariah Carey? Because you know that Nick Cannon done her and her broke the fuck up, right? They broke the fuck up. And so now she's dating apparently Brett Ratner. You know, he's that director. He directed Rush Hour and like some other things. I don't know. He directed a bunch of her videos back in the day, like in the 90s and stuff. And I guess they've been good friends. And he is a not cute kind of like slob looking. Like, he's a big guy and he's always dressed sloppily and unshaved and his hair is a mess and he looks sweaty and looks like he needs a shower to me all the time. But apparently Mariah Carey is bumping uglies with that. And I mean, the dude is straight up rich and knows a lot of rich people, because then he was like also kissing on some other woman. They said like he was stepping out on Mariah already. They just reported they were dating, and then not 3 seconds later he was already kissing on some other girl. And then I was like, dude, money really will allow you to pull some hot tail. Like, people will throw some fucking tang and some dick at some hot tail. They will. Like, I saw this report about this dude who it's like this gay porn star, y'all, got arrested. He goes by like Jared Wentworth or something as the porn. I forget his real name. I don't have the article up. This made me think of it. But he done with like some dude, like some super rich dude up north in California. I don't know. I'm thinking like wine country or some shit. That's where he lives. Maybe Santa Barbara-ish. I don't know if I remember the story right. But this gay porn star, like all the porn stars escort too, right? And so they're busy over there escorting. And then so I guess he was escorting for this dude, getting paid for sexy times. And he took a lot of videos and pictures and shit, and then started blackmailing the dude. Got $500,000. He got $500,000 out of this dude, and like $150,000 car, some fancy ass $150,000. Then he got greedy, asked for fucking more stuff, $1 million, I think. Then he started going, I want another million, or I'm skipping everything out. That's when the guy finally was like, look, FBI, I might need y'all to step in. So they like sneaky calling him, trying to come pick up the $1 million that was supposed to be in the trunk of another fancy car with a trunk full of $1 million. And but it was the FBI. They arrested his ass. And now it's like this kind of shitty. Like, I feel bad for the guy who was getting blackmailed. Because yes, okay, he was seeing a gay hook, but the whole point was he was being blackmailed. But the porn star's attorney says like, well, we have to like tell people who he is. And then, but his attorney is like, and he makes complete sense. He's like, well, then you're doing exactly what he was being blackmailed for. It's like, what, that makes no sense. You can't tell who he is. He should be able to do this. Not like, no, the whole point was I wanted to keep my anonymity. I didn't like this. This should never happen in the first place. You can't blackmail somebody and then tell everybody what happened. It's straight up mother trucking bullshit. So poor guy, I feel bad for him. I think all they would say his initials were like DB or something, but who knows if that was even true. But watch out, y'all. If you are hooking hooking up with a porn star and paying them for money, you better fucking do a sweep. Make sure anybody got no damn cameras up in there recording your ass, making you look bad, and then put it on the internet and or try to blackmail your ass at a $500,000 and $150,000 fancy car. I'm just saying is all, y'all. And I just looked at the mother trucking time, and I'm going to have to wrap this bitch up, y'all. This has been the Hollywood Hick. Listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Follow me on the Twitters, y'all, at the H-Wood Hick. And you can follow me at Brent Paris, two R's in Paris. Make that shit fancy. And check out the Facebook page. Apparently, people like to go on there and pitch a high holy fit about the homos on there. So you can find me, the Hollywood Hick, on the Facebook. And look it up, because people are going nuts on there, especially if you want to feel better about yourself, because we are not that bad, y'all. We are not that bad. All right, y'all, that'll do it for me. This is Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, and this is the Crab Diving Network. Y'all be good, stay out of trouble, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, do, mother truckers. Bye-bye. Boo-lam, 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 toot-lam, 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 toot-lam,